Good morning. My guest this morning is Michael Schwager from Art from the Heart 2016. How time flies when you're having fun. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Roland.
Art from the Heart this year is Saturday, February 6th, and it is the 32nd annual. So why don't you explain what this show is, how it works, how the auction part works, and so on.
Sure. It's an exhibition and an auction. Artists from around Sonoma County, the Northern California region, and around the country donate works of art, the sale of which benefits the art gallery and its programs. So it's a benefit auction and exhibition and a great party. We've been doing it, as you mentioned, for 32 years. I think it's one of the longest running fundraising events in Sonoma County.
I'll bet.
And it's a great time for everyone to see the artwork, to purchase a work of art, and to support the exhibition and its programs and the students and the community who take advantage of those programs.
Well, I'd like to add that for people who like the idea of purchasing art that is likely new to do that than this auction, because so many of the people here have now been around for such a long time, their work is well known. I'm not an expert on the art of Sonoma County, but I'll bet I know half the people on this list. It's really a great show every year.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, a lot of the artists are from Sonoma County, and a lot of them have established great careers. So it's not the purpose to buy art as an investment, but if you buy art that you love and you hold on to it, it's going to retain its value and give you pleasure for years to come.
I've been to it before, and on the other hand, even if you have absolutely no intention of acquiring artworks, it's such a beautiful show.
Well, thank you. And this year is no different. I just previewed the show this morning, and there's a lot of great work. Almost all the work is excellent, and it will make, like you say, a great exhibition to look at, and hopefully might entice people to bring something home with them.
Well, without saying anything that will accuse you of favoritism, what were you drawn to when you looked at it today?
Yeah, that's a hard question, because if I mention names, I think what I liked about it was the variety. We have some large-scale works, a lot of modestly-scale works, abstract works, figurative works, realist, more cartoon style. We have sculpture, some functional works. Works in fabric and textile. So I think what is such a rich variety of works, which is really exciting.
Is it this year a combination of live and silent auction?
No, it's going to be continued just a silent auction.
Just a silent auction.
We've done that in the past, but I think the silent format is the most successful. So people are not openly bidding against others,
right.
and they can leave their bid down, and hopefully they're the winning bidder. But just a silent auction this year.
For certain sorts of situations, I think the live auction works best. But this is really a different kind of thing. It's more homey. It's more.
It's more subtle, and I agree. I think we have had live auctions where it kind of breaks up the action and it kind of disrupts the flow a bit. And it creates a little bit of pressure because you're bidding in front of everybody. This is something more personal, as you say, and a little easier to do. And it doesn't intimidate, especially first-time art collectors.
Regular auctions are intimidating.
Yes.
They really are. Michael, thanks a lot for coming in and reminding us that Art from the Heart has come around once again. And let's tell people to mark on their date books that Saturday, February 6th, is the date for Art from the Heart. And you can preview the artwork on that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday between 11 and 8 p.m. For information, call the University Art Gallery at 664-2295. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Thanks for listening.